Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
Maria Taylor did not ask a bad question. She's the ESPN reporter who stepped to coach Nick Saban after his Alabama squad used quarterbacks Tua Tagovailoa and Jalen Hurts to beat Louisville in the season opener. It's not so much a quarterback controversy, because most people will tell you that Tagovailoa is the better quarterback. It's more of a quarterback quandary, because all of us out here in these streets are trying to figure out what the end game is for Saban with platooning his quarterbacks. That's what Taylor was getting at with her question. What she got was a prickly response from Saban, and it wasn't because she's a woman. It wasn't because she's black. It's because Saban has a pocket full of money and feels like he can talk to folks however he wants to. I mean, imagine his response if Alabama had lost. I mean, think about it. Saban's prickly even when he wins. But in all of Saban's prickliness, the underlining sharpness of his response to Taylor was not altogether directed at her, but at the media in general to stop asking about his quarterbacks. Yet in the same way that Saban cannot control the questions that members of the media ask, we can't force Saban to respond to those questions in the way that we think he should. I mean, he's paid to win. He ain't paid to be nice. Besides, he can't help it if he doesn't have the charm of North Carolina basketball coach Roy Williams. Why, I remember years ago at the Final Four. In fact, it was 2016 at NRG Stadium in Houston. And I asked Coach Williams about those of us in the media second-guessing his decisions about who he was choosing to put on the court. And he said,
John, take this the way it's intended, not to be as critical, but I'm a hell of a lot smarter about basketball than you guys are.
Now, that sounds harsh, but he kept on talking and elaborating, and by the end of it, you could tell he wasn't coming at me hard because I was some black dude who dared to question a rich white man like him. No, nothing like that. He came strong, but he came correct, using supporting evidence to mitigate his ferocity. Soft skills, people skills. I mean, gosh, Roy Williams could cuss you out, if he actually cussed. He could cuss you out, and you'd leave the conversation actually feeling okay. Nick Saban hasn't learned how to do that. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to UrbanMediaToday.com. That's UrbanMediaToday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.